This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
I got by the Sean. Sean always has his headphones so damn loud. It's cool. Yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. We'll talk to our guy Adam Spillane here in about 20 minutes right here. But before we get there, World Series game last night. The Yankees stave off elimination with a big 11-4 victory.
They got it going.
Yeah, they got it going in the later innings. But before we got to that point, there was, I think, one of the more notable things that happened in the course of this game was Mookie Betts making what was, I don't want to say a routine play, but, you know, getting a catch out in foul territory, out there deep in right field. And as he makes the leap, grabs the ball, and two Yankees fans attempt to pry the baseball from his glove. Just absolute nonsense by a couple of dudes out there in the outfield. There's a lot of consternation about, you know, if they should be banned for life, you know, whether that was even a good thing that they did or not. But one of the things that at least you can have a little bit of a solace in is that they got kicked out of the game at that moment. At the very least that they could do was tell those guys, hey,
yeah, come here. Not tonight.
You gotta leave tonight.
Not tonight.
Now, supposedly they've been told that they can return for game five.
Man.
That's kind of nonsensical, and we'll talk more about
what
that.
What is that, by the way?
That's some Yankee stuff,
what
man.
Is that?
They probably feel like that sparked the Yankees.
Yeah.
And now they want him back so he can, I guess, maybe that's the spark.
Yeah.
That's absolute nonsense. And we'll talk more about that later. But I did want to just, that got me thinking for the question of the day. Let us know. 713-572-4610 on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. Well, tell us about the time that you got kicked out of a place. And I would like to start here.
Mm-hmm. You got one.
I do have one.
Oh, man.
In college, you know, group of friends.
First of all, it's a shock that you got thrown out of anything.
Right?
Yeah.
Not inherently my fault, but, you know, I was along with a group, you know. College is a great time to get thrown out of stuff because you're just in there with groups, man. And also, you're in a whole bunch of places that you probably don't need to be at anyways.
This
However,
is true.
The place that I got thrown out of was a very mundane place in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with a little store called Walmart?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You got thrown out of Walmart.
Got thrown out of Walmart?
That's right. So this is
you're about to say a club or something like that. A restaurant.
That's right.
We're getting back on brand, by the way, with Reggie.
That's right. That's right.
So I was at Walmart.
That's right. So this was back in the good old days of Walmart being open 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was a group of friends, and we was bored on just like a weeknight. And we were like, let's go play hide and seek in the Walmart.
Oh, God.
And so we literally went to the Walmart, playing hide and seek while people are stocking up and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was the thing that did it was one of my friends went over to like the home and garden section.
Mm-hmm.
And in that area, they had, you know, some grills or whatever. Nothing like the Techstar grill shop.
Of course.
But they had some grills over there. And they had like they had them stacked up levels.
Mm-hmm.
He had climbed up the shelves and hid behind a grill.
It's a good hiding spot.
It's a great hiding spot. It's a great
I'll
hiding spot.
I'll give him that.
And someone was just like, hey, you got to get out of here. You got to go. And at that point, we were like, all right. But, I mean, look, it was not a bad way to pass a good 30, 45 minutes.
That's wholesome fun.
At like 2 a.m. Yeah, yeah. Fairly wholesome. Yeah. I mean, as long as you're not one of those people that's working a night shift with some folks making toilet paper forts to hide in and stuff like that. Yeah, but, definitely got thrown out the Walmart one time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
713-572-4610, your got thrown out story. So I want to preface mine by making very clear it wasn't my fault.
It never is.
It wasn't my fault. Figgy, you may have heard this story, but I don't know if it was on the air. So 2003 World Series, Yankees and Marlins. And the Marlins, that was the Josh Beckett. Boy, these days are no longer happening. Josh Beckett, 3 days rest, shut down the Yankees in Yankee Stadium.
They go full nine innings.
Full the knife, complete game.
That's a bullpen game.
Complete game, thrown short, beats the Yankees, win the World Series. So they had a Marlins victory party that all the media was invited to. So I did my column. And it was very crowded at this victory party. It was outside in the parking lot, fenced off area with those big tents, right? So I go up, I show my credential, and the woman there who works for the Marlins said, "No, sir, you're not allowed here." And I said, "No, my friend just got in, you know, and he showed his media pass just like mine, and they allowed him in." And he said, "No, sir, that one's not whatever, you know, allowed." And like a dummy, it wasn't my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really crowded. Mm-hmm. So I put my hand on her shoulder.
Oh, no.
You did tell me that.
So I put my, just gently on her shoulder. I said, "Ma'am." And she turned to me and said, "Sir, are you assaulting me?"
That's right. Technically, yes.
I said, "Assaulting
That's
you."
Right.
I literally said, like, "Assaulting you. I'm just telling you."
Yeah, Lopez said, "Look here, woman."
Yeah.
"Assaulting you."
That's what she heard.
"Hey, sweetie."
And so I turned and looked to the right where the New York PD was. And he looked at me, and I swear to God, he like rolled his eyes and said, like, "She's been like this, kind of like she's been like this all day."
He said, "That's New York PD, huh?"
NYPD.
Okay, I'm surprised. By that.
Yeah,
New York's finest.
He rolled his eyes and kind of went like, "Yeah, she's kind of on one tonight." That kind of look, you know. And I just put my hands up. I said, "Fine, I'll leave." And then when I'm leaving, because she was really on one, she said, "Goodbye, sir."
Oh, man.
Come on, man. So that's about the closest I've gotten. But the thing that this, I never will forget,
you
just,
it. You earned it.
I just put my hand on her shoulder and said, "Ma'am, are you assaulting me?"
That's right.
I was like, "What?"
Some answers that came in. I found this to be fascinating. Someone said that they got kicked out, or they wouldn't be let into a bar because they were wearing all white.
Mm-hmm.
Said it was gang colors.
When did all white become?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, was this like a white linen get up or something? Like, how does that happen? And I do wonder if you were just like not the right hue to go into the venue. I think that might have been some of what we're talking about here, because I can't imagine mm-hmm. wearing all white. Like, oh, that's it's the all white gang.
Yeah.
Although I guess there is one gang that does wear all white, or at least has historically. thinking about it, Fig, is there one that comes to mind for you?
Yeah. Speaking of bars, it was one time I was up in Cleveland. I was probably like 21, 22, mm-hmm. something like that. And I was trying to get into this bar, and they were like, no hats. And I had like one of those little hipster scullies.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was just like, all right. So I took the hat off thinking I could just go in.
Mm-hmm.
He like, "No, you got to take that to the car." So I'm like, "Dang." So so what I did, I was with a girl. And so we kind of walked on down and waited for a little bit, and I gave her my hat because I'm like, I ain't about to walk all the way back to the car.
Yeah. Crazy.
So I get in, he finally let me in. I look around, I see a couple dudes with hats on. I'm just like, wait a minute.
That's
like,
right.
Why do I got to take my hat off and you got a whole bunch of dudes in here with hats? So I'm like, girl, give me my hat. I'm about to put my hat on.
Yeah.
Same guy see me. Hey,
what did I tell you?
Yeah. I'm like, look at all these people. I don't care. Out.
That was less about the hat and more about you.
Yeah, you had a bad look about
that,
you.
That place been known to be a little judgy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it at that. Be a little judgy, depending on what type of person coming in there.
Was this place being judgy as we're going through the various instances that we've been kicked out of places? From the 979, said, got kicked out of Isle of Capri Casino for doing backflips. They said I was too drunk. I said, what do you mean? I landed it.
Well, that's a good defense.
Yeah. That feels real judgy. Like,
he
landed
the backflip?
Yeah. Like, I thought y'all was about entertainment here. I'm putting on shows.
Hey, it wasn't sloppy. It'd be one thing if he knocked a couple people over and knocked over a table or something like that.
Yeah. I once got kicked out of churches from the 832 for falling asleep and snoring, which is ironic because this is the 5-hour energy text line.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's the snoring that got you.
Yeah.
It is the snoring that got you. Although I imagine if you were snoring in church, getting kicked out of church probably wasn't the worst thing for you.
Yeah, not
at
always.
At that point.
Not always.
From the 979, got kicked out of a high school soccer match for yelling at a ref who didn't call a hard foul, found out they don't have the power to do it, and the ref is never allowed to ref again in Texas. Huh. That's an interesting spin on that. On at the end of that one, got kicked out of StubHub Stadium when the Chargers and Texans game was there. That's the soccer stadium out there that the Chargers were playing at for that time before SoFi got built. They said they were in the first row near the end zone and kept stretching their lower back and hamstrings from too long fifth. They said, "Oh, they thought that you were planning to cross over the rail and streak."
Oh, dang.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
I almost got kicked out of NRG this year.
Do tell.
So I had to do some stuff with Kroger. Mm-hmm. I had to shoot some stuff with Kroger.
Yeah.
And mind you, our credentials let us bring in like cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I had my camera person with me. And he didn't have that type of credential.
Oh.
So we got stopped at the the metal detector.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, "Oh, I got a credential. I could, you know, this is mine." Mm-hmm. I tried to go in with it mine.
Yeah.
And this lady like, "No, you can't do that. You can't do." I'm like, "Yes, I can. I have a. I don't care. You can't do that."
Wow.
And she made like a big deal about it. So I had to go, which was right. I had to go towards the media interest mm-hmm. to get, you know, the proper stickers and all that stuff on it. And I told her that I'm like, I could just go in the media interest and get, you know, the wristband on mm-hmm. it, and then I'll be fine.
I'm on her side.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
I'm on her side.
And I got to the point, and I never do this because I understand she's doing her job, but she was being a little extra.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yes, I can." I'm like, "Watch, I'm about to go do it."
Yeah.
And so I ended up doing that.
Yeah.
So I came through, and I almost
went. Look at Figgy flexing.
I almost went past that lady to show her. See.
Yeah.
Like, I got my camera because I had a job to do.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't do my job if I didn't have a camera.
Yeah.
So that was the one time she almost.
I'm on the 346's side on this one too. He got kicked out of a haunted house because a clown popped up and he put his hands up and I guess touched the clown and they threw him out. Dude, if you're a clown that pops up to scare people and somebody puts their hands up and accidentally touch you.
I thought you were going to say that he punched him, right? Because at that point, that's something that I kind of understand.
I knew somebody that got kicked out of a haunted house because they was like recording.
Oh.
They were just being a jerk.
They
wasn't scared of nothing.
Yeah.
So they were just being a jerk and they ended up getting kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there are a couple games that do wear all white. Okay, I'm learning. But apparently a lot of y'all have gotten kicked out of places for just imbibing a little too much. Might want to put a governor on that. I found this to be interesting. 832 got kicked out of a Chuck E. Cheese for eating somebody's pizza that they thought they left behind.
That's probably good.
Friend.
Yeah, that's probably right.
You just scavenging pizza at the Chuck E. Cheese?
You didn't
examine yourself in that moment?
I'm not on your side on this one.
No. You're just like, "Oh, well, they left this pizza behind. Good. Don't touch it."
Did you take the slice of pizza you was eating currently when they kicked you out?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of folks drinking too much. Maybe that's what happened with these Yankees fans. Although they seem to be very well
heat
in their mind.
Yeah, he ain't look drunk at all, man.
Oh, they felt like they knew exactly what they were doing. Got kicked out of CC's when they were 15. When there were 15 of us eating and only 12 paid. Mind you, we got there right when they opened, and then they were the only ones in there. Okay, so y'all was trying to pull a fast one in a way that y'all knew y'all wasn't going to be able to make that happen. Okay, very good. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk to our basketball and baseball guy, Adam Spillane. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.